Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to The Sesh. I am Kendall.
And I'm Janelle.
We could harmonize pretty well. Charlie, do you have anything to say?
Dude.
He needs to sing his own name. He's like half asleep. What do we pay you for?
Literally nothing. But also earlier we were like, thank God for Charlie. He carries the entire show.
Yeah, he really does.
We'd be nothing without his ass.
I'm sure some of you are bigger fans of him than either of us.
Which I don't blame you. I would be too.
I am.
Look at his ass.
He provides so much calm. We were just saying,
I wish I could
channel his calm, especially today. I've been feeling high stress.
Yeah, we've been going nuts.
High stress.
Anxiety. Here at the headquarters, but that's all right.
That's why we do this show, though, because it's fun.
It honestly is so fun, and every single time we film, I feel better than I did before. Like, guaranteed, I always feel happy after. Yeah. Or at least, like, just, I never regret it, like, oh, that was exhausting or something. Like,
I don't think we've ever had a sesh recording where I leave going, oh.
No. Definitely not, which we can't say that about every recording because, I mean, this is real life. Sometimes things are hard.
It is, especially in true crime. That shit can get intense and stressful, of course.
Right.
Yeah. It should be, right?
Right. Yeah, good point.
Yeah, this show is a lot of bullshit and fun.
A lot of bullshit. Well, how would you describe
just
your show?
Like it.
A lot of bullshit and fun.
I say that's pretty accurate. What do you guys think? How would you describe the show?
Honestly, I agree. We need merch that says that.
Anyway, we are back.
Kendall's?
It is another week.
Still pregnant? 1 week more pregnant?
Still pregnant. Drinking ginger ale,
Ooh.
In fact.
Mm-hmm. How are you feeling today? Pregnancy?
You know, not great.
You know the gender?
I do. I know the sex of our baby.
Sex of the baby.
So do you. Look at this shirt. Janelle's like repping the both.
The both?
The both. Pink and blue.
Target, baby. Shirt's great. Comes with sweatpants. I have the whole fit on.
Yeah, you really do. It's good. It's very good. Yeah, we found out yesterday. We had a party.
Yep.
It was really fun.
Very, very fun.
It was really fun. And we had a lot of good food there.
The food was bomb. Bloody Marys were good.
Oh, I know. I was kind of bummed out. I couldn't have any vodka, of course.
No.
So I just had to drink tomato juice.
Dude,
spicy tomato juice.
At one point, my mom went over to the, it was like towards the very end, and they already like took the water away, and she wanted more water. So she went over and just picked up the vodka bottle, thinking it was like a fancy bottle of water. And she was like in her head, she was telling me, she's like, yeah, I thought it was weird that there was this glass bottle of water. She's like, I wasn't really paying attention. So she poured herself a full glass of vodka. And then just like, and then I took a huge sip of it and was like, ah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I was like, shit.
It was funny. She came up to me when I had my tomato juice and was like, there's not vodka in there, is there? It's like, no.
No. She's probably like, why the hell are you drinking it?
At the gender reveal, like, really?
You're like, yeah, fuck it. My mom thinks tomato juice is disgusting. So she's probably like, why would you drink that if not with vodka?
Most people think tomato juice is disgusting. I live for it. I'll start my day with it. I'll end my day with it. Any time of the day. V8 all the time.
I think
love it.
V8's a little gross, not gonna lie. Like, most Bloody Mary mix is good, but V8, I'm like drinking like
V8.
Cold pasta sauce. Like cold marinara.
That's
Yum.
Why I like it. That's kind of what it gives me the vibe of, and I like it. I order it on planes. Like, throughout my pregnancy, I've been just ordering tomato juice. And they're like, just the tomato juice and a vodka? And I'm like, yeah.
Just
the juice. Just even if they don't have V8, they'll bring me a can of like Mr. T's.
Oh yeah.
And I'll just drink that shit plain.
Does Campbell's make a tomato, like a tomato juice, or is it only the sauce?
I think they do, but I don't know if that would be very good.
I was going to say, because what's the other one? The other tomato juice, the one that's in the blue bottle?
Clamato.
Clamato.
That shit's
do you like
gross?
No, okay.
I draw the line at Clamato.
Isn't it Clam Auto?
Oh, because it has clams.
Are there clams clam juice in it?
I think it's that's clam,
think it's
juice.
Clam juice.
Yeah, it's clam juice. And
clam tomato.
Ew. That sounds watching pretty sick. That sounds pretty sick.
We should do a blind taste test of all the fucking...
Oh, the juices. The tomato juices.
All the mix. Sure, that's going to
make
a great
call. No one's going to enjoy it. As much as me. I'm like, that sounds like a good idea.
People are like, please don't do that.
I live for tomatoes in general. Tomato sauce, tomato soup, tomato juice.
Your whole life, which when I was a kid growing up, I hated tomatoes. That was gross. And you'd really? Always want extra sauce, extra pizza sauce. Like, you'd always like the nasty pizza that had more sauce than cheese, which I think is a crime. And
no, I like it. I normally order it with extra sauce.
Ew. No. Pizza sauce needs to be bare minimum. Honestly, no. I prefer a white sauce over a red sauce.
I don't like white sauce very much.
I prefer a white sauce or like a olive oil base, garlic oil.
Mm-hmm. Mm, no.
Ooh, now I want pizza. That sounds bomb, honestly.
Yeah, that really does.
Anyways, welcome back to our show. This week, we have some fun planned for you guys.
Yeah, you planned it. Yes. I'm excited.
I found some quizzes online that have to do with pregnancy, and I thought it would be fun to quiz you and your child.
Oh, and the child.
Yeah. Which I need to make sure really hard that...
Make sure really hard, please.
Really hard, as hard as you can, make sure.
I'm gonna make sure really hard that I don't accidentally say the sex of the baby while recording.
Well, we can,
they're
right?
Back to the...
I thought we're telling them right now.
Oh, right.
Are we telling...
Okay, so...
Maybe we should just let them know now.
Should we let them know now?
Sure.
Or should we make them
Why
wait?
Why not? A lot of them probably already know because it's already up everywhere else.
Fuck, you're right. Okay, well, it's going on the same day as this, but okay. Yeah, you're right. Go ahead.
The baby is... I need a drum roll. Do we got a drum roll on that fucking board?
No.
The baby is a girl!
Yay!
Most people were guessing boy on the last episode in the comments.
I feel like most of them did. But then on Sunday, you put a poll and I put a poll on Instagram, and mine came out to be like 65% girl.
Yeah. So it was same with mine.
So was mine, because I put one too with like the little donuts, and mine was majority girls too.
I put one on Twitter on Saturday and it was majority girl too.
Interesting. Everybody flip flops.
It's funny because most of my friends and family said girl. And I said girl from the beginning, from the day I found out. I told Josh, I think it's a girl. I just have a gut feeling.
Which, can I mention something?
Sure.
So when you told me about your first pregnancy, I got gut feeling boy. Didn't
I did
you?
Too. Yeah, I know. It's kind of sad to talk about. I don't want to like trigger anyone.
No,
but
no,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And I'm not trying to like bring down the mood.
No,
I just thought
okay.
that was interesting.
Okay.
Like,
I've been saying that too.
Like, what? It's just weird. Like, why?
Yeah.
You know, we'll never know what.
No,
it
we will
been,
never
but,
know. But
you know.
I had a hardcore feeling of boy last time.
I remember you did. And I was like, yeah, that sounds like I feel that.
Yeah.
And this time,
totally
for sure, I was
it.
Like, kind of feel a girl.
I know. It's weird. And they say mother's instinct's pretty spot on, but it's not always. I have friends who like knew, like said for sure it was going to be one or the other. And then.
Dude,
it was the opposite.
Poor Stephanie Harlow. She was 100% convinced
it
was a boy.
Yeah, she was here at the office last week and she was so sure it was a boy. And I told her about the heart rate. The heart rate was 180 the first scan, 163 the second scan. And that's like the big one that everyone seems to ask about.
Right.
And seems to have the most accuracy from what I've researched and from just asking other people. It's always been spot on for everyone I know.
Mm-hmm.
That if it's over 140, it's a girl. Under 140, it's a boy. And I told Stephanie the heart rate was really high. And she's like, that's just because he's excited to see you. He's just so excited
he's
in there.
So
she's like,
thrilled.
I am sure. No, she said, I am 100%
oh,
sure.
She was.
Like, I am more sure of, and I've never been more sure of anything. She's like, I have a great accuracy on this.
Oh,
and I started
no.
thinking, she started making me think, boy, I was like, Stephanie's going to be right. Sorry, Steph.
Sorry, girlfriend.
I know. I sent her the video yesterday.
Say, did you, what'd
yeah.
she say?
She was like, dang it. Well, at first she was like, they could be wrong. They could have seen it wrong on the thing. And I was like, no, it's DNA. And she was like, oh, okay. So I was wrong then.
She's
so funny. We loved hanging out with Steph.
She was such a nice and fun person to be around.
She was really cool. And yeah, we all knew we loved her immediately because when she came in the door, she got on all fours to see Charlie.
Like literally he walks on the corner and she immediately stops acknowledging us, drops the floor and is like, the dog. I was like, oh.
And her husband kept getting on the ground too, trying to like.
Both of them were so sweet.
He was like, Charlie's going to. Into me by the end of the day. And I was like
good luck because he hates all men and still doesn't even like his dad.
It's okay, Charlie. He was still pretty nice.
He was pretty good.
He took food from him.
Oh, he'll take food. He says that is a way to win me over.
Like, get my food, then I leave.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, it's a girl.
Woo!
And I'm very excited. I'm very, very excited because just, I mean, there's so many things, like things that I hope I can be there for her for, which sure. I guess for a boy you can too, obviously, but from firsthand experience, right. There's some things that only other women will get, and I'm really excited to be able to guide my daughter in those ways, and I'm excited to see Josh as a girl dad. He was reading an article last night of like things you need to know as a girl dad. He was like learning how to wipe last night. I was like, wow, he's jumping right in. So we were both so excited. It was so fun to find out with our friends and family. I'm so glad we did it that way. Even though I was tempted to look in that envelope a little sooner, I'm glad I waited.
Yeah.
Found out with everyone there.
It was amazing. It was so cool. It was so nice.
Yeah. What did you guys think? Janelle popped the balloon.
Yeah. My biggest fear was that I wasn't going to pop it hard enough and then it was going to like not work for a second.
I know. I was worried one of you guys would pop it and the other one wouldn't.
Sydney did one. Oh, we were like, she was like, I'm so nervous back here. We were standing there with our little like fucking wooden skewer things. Like, okay, we're looking at each other at the counter and we're like, we're going to do it really hard.
Well, we thought the balloon company was going to bring a pin. Yeah. But then they're like, we don't have anything. So we were like, okay.
Frick,
so
yeah.
The guy at the place where he had the party was like, well, we got some knives in the back. It's like, that looks a little aggressive and like a little weird for true crime for us to be standing out there with knives. So yeah, we just had to use wooden toothpicks. And I was like, Sydney, you got to stab hard. I was worried. I knew you would go hard on it, but I was a little worried Sydney would be like soft on it. Like, she's just so gentle.
No, we were like, we cannot fuck this up.
We got to go as hard as possible.
Without stabbing the other person in the head because we were behind you guys.
It was so perfect. And I'm glad we did two balloons because then it was just... Lots of confetti. And a lot of people were confused about the two balloons on Instagram. People thought it was twins.
Same with our family. They're like, why are there two balloons?
Because like, surprise twins.
Surprise beach.
Nope. Just one and a little girl. Little Leo girl.
Oh my goodness. It's going to be a little Janelle.
I'm so excited. I bought a Leo pacifier last night.
What does that mean?
Not Leo, a lion pacifier.
Aww.
It was like this yellow. It's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
It's so cute. I was buying little sensory toys and stuff last night. I was shopping till like 1 a.m.
This is so awesome. I am so excited.
It's so much fun.
It's going to be so cool. How lucky is this little... Well, I mean... If it was a boy, it'd be lucky as well. But your baby's lucky to be surrounded by so many badass women.
That's right.
True.
Lots of badass women in your circle. I have so many good friends and family that, yeah, she's very lucky. So many people to look up to.
Woo!
And she's so loved already by all of you guys, too.
Little baby. Yeah.
He's going to be such... Oh, my God. He's going to be such good parents. Like, I can already see... Like, I have flashes in my head of, like... What Josh is gonna look like with her holding her hand, like, and you with like your little baby. Oh my God. I'm just so excited for you guys.
I know. I can't wait to like be sitting here recording and have the little whatever we came up. We couldn't find the name last week either.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at coda.com.
What is Still it? Don't know. Baby sling?
Baby slinger. Baby slinger.
I don't fuck. I still don't fucking know what it's called.
Or I'll get one of those back ones too. Those are cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, we need like a little like seat that we can like nail to the wall and just like let them chill right here.
I feel like the lights would really bother her.
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
We'll put your baby's front and center on
for content right away.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Yeah,
make her start working immediately.
Yeah, immediately.
Get her on the show. Yeah, it's going to be so fantastic. I'm just really excited to be a mom. I can't wait to hold her. I can't believe I'm saying her. That's just so weird. I've been saying they for so long.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Hold they.
Hold they. Hold them, you mean?
That's what I meant.
Awesome.
And I'm uploading the Wives Tale test video right now. So if you haven't seen it, you can go check that out to see if they were accurate or not.
Mm-hmm.
It was 10 for boy, 16 for girl. So maybe there's some accuracy.
Huh.
Who knows? Who knows?
Interesting. I don't know. We'll have to. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've watched other people's, and one of them I remember watching, they did it and it was like pulling hard for girl and it ended up being a boy.
Wow. All right. But in other news, there was some very exciting breaking news this past weekend. We all wait all year. February comes around and the one year. Holiday we're all looking forward to, not Valentine's Day.
Not Christmas. Fuck it.
What's the animal called, Janelle?
You don't even know.
She called it a chipmunk. She called it a
prairie dog.
A woodchuck. A prairie dog.
It is a woodchuck.
What was the other? You called it a beaver. You kept saying the beaver. Does the beaver see its shadow or not?
I was like, what is it? You go groundhog. It's called Groundhog's Day.
Oh, have you ever seen that movie, Janelle?
No.
That's what a good one. That's a classic. Groundhog's Day.
Mm. Is it where something happens over and over again?
Yeah.
I could have guessed. Sounds lame. Anyways. That sounds stressful. That's some poor souls living the same day over and over again.
Poor souls.
Okay. So anyways, yes, February 2nd.
I'm off the wall today.
Which was also Kylie Jenner's baby's birthday. Did you see that?
Oh, she had the baby finally?
She had the baby on 2-2.
Haven't people been saying that she had the baby advance?
I don't know. She came out yesterday with a little picture of its hand and was like 2-2-22.
Oh, so same as Bruce.
Yeah.
Ethan Elon's baby.
Elon.
Oh my God. Elon. That's a great fucking name. Elon.
That is.
That Elon's works. Child.
Elon's had a Bruce.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very cute.
So cute.
He's very cute.
But yeah, she also had her kid on 2-2.
That's a cool birthday. 2-2-22.
Good for Kris Jenner to think of that. She planned it perfectly.
Do you think he was actually burned? Someone take me out. God. Today's rough.
I would say, are you drunk? But obviously, that's a no.
Nope, just pregnant. But yeah, what if she actually had the baby earlier? There was all these rumors that she had the baby way earlier and they were like hiding it.
They're changing it. They're like, no.
Like, it needs to be 2-2-22.
Kris is like, come on, you can't hold off for another week.
Can you imagine if you're like pushing at 11:30 and they're like,
PM.
It's about to come out and you're like, no. No, I'm holding it. I'm holding it for 2-2 because like, it's going to be 2-1-22.
Hell no, that's so lame.
Kris actually Jenner. I had a friend who did that. May 20th, 2020.
Okay.
And it was the 19th and she was pushing 10 minutes from midnight and she was like, I'm not pushing anymore, and she held it so that I could have a better birthday.
Oh. What?
Yep.
Like a personal friend or someone?
Yeah, no. So I don't want to like say their name. I'll tell you who it is after this.
Please tell me after, because she was telling me,
like, I was laughing so hard.
Oh my God.
Like,
wow, you would. So funny.
Amazing.
Huh. All right. Well, whatever.
I might do the same thing. I mean, the birthday, some people are into numerology. You want it to sound good.
But
you
got to
say it all the time.
But if.
This is such a mess of an episode already.
Hello?
But aren't you like kind of playing God at that point, I guess?
Kind of. Well,
playing God?
God is a woman.
Well, God is a woman. Yes, God is a woman.
You're giving this child life.
You're right. You can do whatever you want.
I agree.
Hold it.
Clench. They're like, ma'am, it needs to. You're like, no, no, no.
Yeah, she said the doctors were like,
this is not going to look good on the letterboard.
She was like, can I just hold it for a bit? They were like, sure.
If you
like, they can't make you push.
No, obviously.
So she's like, all right, we're going to wait 10 minutes.
Honestly, isn't that amazing? That's fucking iconic.
I know, I love it.
No, I love that story. So, oh, wait. Yeah. Fact of freaking Groundhog's Day.
Punxsutawney.
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 Phil.
What kind of fucking name is that for a baby? I mean, girl, Jesus Christ.
Well, it's named after where it came from. It's from Punxsutawney, Philadelphia.
So his name is Phil. It's just from Punxsutawney.
Philadelphia. So he's Phil.
Okay, that's really cute.
That's really amazing.
So okay.
Hasn't he been replaced several times?
Oh, I would assume. How old is this motherfucker?
They've been doing this for like over 100 years.
Yeah, so this guy's like, yeah.
This guy's,
what is he, immortal? This fucking beaver? No, he's not.
Stop with the beaver. I can't handle it. I'm going to pee myself. I've been peeing myself all day.
Beaver day. We need to put a pee pad under your butt.
I know. I'm peeing on our nice diapers cushion. Very soon.
Please not pee on our nice cushion. That's Bernie Strong.
Anyways.
That's a tiny groundhog.
He was there and he was...
He was...
he was burrowing at Gobbler's Knob.
I knew that would get you. Why does that sound really sexual?
It spit everywhere.
Or maybe...
Yes, that's where he's from.
Gobbler's Knob is actually the name of the visitor center.
I don't think I've ever laughed this hard when I'm sober, ever.
It's because earlier we were like freaked out about something else, nothing to do with this, and now we're just on here. I think it's like we're like over... exhausted, so we are like, it's coming out in laughing form, which is fine. Better that than sobbing in the fetal position.
Coming out in laughing and peeing.
That
and
for spitting. You. I'm not peeing, thank you. I do my Kegels. I'm just kidding. He's been burrowing at Gobbler's Knob in Pennsylvania.
Get it together. Gobbler's Knob, right? Anyway. Yeah.
And as the legend goes, we should expect below average temperatures for the next 6 weeks because homie... saw his shadow.
That sucks. Little jerk.
Okay, but
little jerk.
He's not always accurate though.
Yeah, he's not. He's like hardly ever accurate.
Oh, then why
since
do they still
1887.
Do it?
Goddamn, Phil and his predecessors, I don't know that word, have predicted more winter 104 times and called for 20 early springs.
Oh.
So it's like hardly ever early spring. That's what I thought.
So he sees his shadow a lot.
Life Science concluded that Phil's 6 week predictions have been correct 39% of the time.
Ah.
So not great for his ass. Unfortunately.
He's not the greatest beaver around.
No, but you know what's really the weirdest part of the whole thing is that these dudes up on stage with this beaver are talking to it. This is the beaver.
Okay, I'm very confused.
From my understanding,
about this.
Okay, I really had to fucking watch this video closely. But from my understanding, they have two little rolled up pieces of paper, and one reads that he didn't see his shadow and it's spring is coming, spring has sprung. And the other one is that he did see a shadow and boohoo, it's cold for another 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So then they put the two pieces of rolled up paper on a table with Phil the beaver.
I mean, fuck,
I did not mean to say that.
Phil the hedgehog. Wait,
hedgehog.
What is the groundhog? Different hog. Yeah, why are they called woodchucks? That's so
confusing.
Because
they chuck
wood. I know, but why not just call them woodchucks instead of groundhog? And they're the same thing.
They are the same thing?
Yes, confirmed.
Confirmed the same animal?
Yeah. Woodhog, it should be called woodhog.
Woodhog.
So anyways, the woodhog was on the table and apparently...
See what I mean by bullshit and fun? It's really fitting.
Especially today. What is wrong with us? But apparently he told the guy somehow he communicated to the man that he needed to roll down this piece of paper and read it off, which that piece of paper specifically said that winter was continuing.
That's bullshit. I always thought that he gets out there and whether or not the dude sees if there's a shadow behind him is one.
Well, if you watch the video, it literally is like fucking 7 a.m. The sun's barely out and it's snowing and dark. And they're all, I don't think it has to do the shadow. And there's all these like people are crowded around
the
him.
The shadow's a huge part of it. Am I wrong? That's like the biggest part of it. Does he see the shadow or not?
I think when
he's talking to them.
I think he's always talked to them.
I think he's telling them whether or not.
No, we're losing our minds. We're the ones that are covering this.
They're
on
the
our
ones
show.
Talking to a groundhog though. Okay, who's really insane here?
Oh my god. But I believe that he like sees a shadow privately and then tells the people if he saw it or not.
That's insane. I always
thought they just send him out, and if there's a shadow behind him, that's it.
Honestly, I thought they let him loose in like a field or something, and then if he when he popped out of his little hole, he would see a shadow or not. That's what I always thought.
And we would determine it as humans exactly. If there's a shadow,
right?
Isn't there always a shadow if he pops out of the hole when it's sunny out?
Well, no, depends on where the sun is. Depends on where I don't know.
So couldn't you dictate the star? We're factors. Actually doing it midday today, so that he will for sure. We're doing it at 5 p.m. so that he will for sure not see a shadow.
Guarantee the sun will be. Bright.
We're doing it at 3 a.m. so that he doesn't see his shadow, so that we can guarantee early spring. Kendall's joking.
Don't make me spit again.
Don't spit on the mic.
Oh god.
Oh my gosh.
So, bottom line, folks, is it's going to be cold for a while.
Well, damn.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
The global warming might change it up.
Oh,
who knows?
God. Okay.
Sorry, that was a bad joke.
No, it's okay. It's honestly accurate because, Colorado, we've had like no snow. I think we've talked about that a few times on the show, but
it's been weirdly.
We're kind of getting snow now.
Yeah, which February is like the snowiest. February and March, the snowiest months of the year.
So it's really nothing compared to how it is in the past.
Oh, no. Dude, when we first moved here, we were getting like hella storms left, right, and center.
Remember we had a whole week of school canceled one time?
2002 snowstorm.
That was the best.
It was the best fucking week of my life.
I got 2 weeks off because we had CSAP the week before and I was too young for CSAP, so I had to stay home.
That is so lucky.
I know. I remember being psyched. Hell yeah.
Also, side note, CSAP week was lit as fuck. Remember that?
Oh yeah, I loved it.
It was so fun. I always got below proficient on all of mine. My parents would be like, oh no, when the results came in, but it was,
yeah,
it was fun. You got snacks,
I was always that kid that was
homework.
Like, are you guys sure that this doesn't matter? Like I would go to the teacher and be like, does this matter for me?
For me?
Is it going to affect my grades?
Oh no.
Am
That's
I
going to
get grounded?
That hard.
You're like, no, like,
that's up
it's
to your
for
parents.
The school. And I was like, then
I'm just going to fill it out randomly then.
Randomly? Oh, I would do that.
Sometimes, yeah.
Beep, beep, beep. Wouldn't even read the questions.
Did your parents care about, did you like go over the score afterwards?
No.
Oh, that's nice.
My dad would be like, making sure I passed regular classes.
Yeah, my
Wait, are these the tests where they gave you a little breath mint? Like halfway through it?
Yeah.
They gave us some mint?
Yeah. They would give us mints because studies show that if you have like something minty before you test better.
I don't think it worked.
I never tested better. I was distracted by the fact that I had a fucking mint. I was like, this is lit. It's like a toy in my mouth.
I have never heard that before.
Maybe
they did give out mints, but I didn't realize it was for anything. I thought they were just giving us a treat.
They're like, more stink.
You know, doing stuff for the school.
More specifically. You need a mint, bitch.
More specifically, it was the soft pillow mints.
Yeah,
right?
It was soft pillow mints. Also, I think at one point they allowed us to chew gum like 5 minutes before, and I remember it was a big deal because you couldn't have gum in
middle.
Oh yeah,
I don't think you could have it in middle school. You definitely could have it in elementary school. But yeah, it was fun.
You know what I used to do? This is some weird shit to do.
Oh, awesome!
In middle school, I used to pretend to chew gum to see if I could trick the teachers into thinking I had it, and then when they would tell me like to spit it out, I'd be like, I don't have any.
You fucking
and I
weirdo!
Would sit there and be like.
Pretend to chew gum. Dude, God, there were kids in my school who would chew on like pieces of paper to pretend as pieces of gum.
Ew.
And teachers would be like, that's you, what do you put the gum out? And they're like, it's a piece of paper. And
I'm
like,
allowed to have paper in my mouth.
Then they would
anything.
Swallow it. Do kids in your school eat paper?
No.
They would like rip off a piece of notebook paper and like eat it. So then I tried it once because I was like, I guess this is like the vibe. And it was bad.
Wasn't this good. Is the vibe.
Ew.
Anyways, okay. Back on topic. Yeah. Sorry, more winter to come, but that's all right. You know, it is what it is. Charles, do you see your shadow?
Yeah, let's hold Charlie up and see if he sees a shadow on the wall. This is the real test. Drum roll, please.
He sees a shadow.
Woo, more summer.
Yay. We're fuck the groundhog. We're going off Charlie only. He says summer is coming soon.
Look at him. You see your shadow, Boppy.
Is it time for these quizzes? I'm excited to see what they are.
Yes, it is time. Okay, but before we...
It is time, child.
I have a few different ones. I say that we start off with... this quiz will tell you what type of pregnant person you'll be with almost 100% accuracy.
Okay, from what website?
BuzzFeed, duh. Oh,
my gosh, the most accurate
yes,
of all.
Yes, thank you.
This is scientific method here.
That's exactly correct. This is peer-reviewed shit, people.
All right, let's do it.
All right, let's thank our sponsors or our first sponsors for the day, and we'll be right back.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
First up, pick a song to jam out to. Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, Billie Eilish, Bad Guy, Lady Gaga, Just Dance, Pork and Beans by Weezer, Fashion by David Bowie, or Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Crazy in Love by Beyonce.
Boom. Excellent. In school, how often did you forget your lunch, book, or homework? Like every day, LOL. Not often. More than I should have. Never.
Probably not often, honestly.
Oh, good for you.
I had anxiety about leaving stuff at home.
Speaking of school, which of these were you most likely to be called? Most studious, biggest weirdo, most likely to succeed, or most athletic?
Depends on when in school. Like,
okay.
Definitely would have been biggest weirdo, like in elementary.
Really? You were weird?
Oh, yeah. I had like no friends.
Really?
Well, I transferred schools and then I got mono and I like was so skinny and had really dark eyes and I had cuts all over my face that would never heal. So no one ever talked to me.
Oh my God.
It was actually kind of traumatic. Yeah, fourth and fifth grade. I had literally like no friends and I was bullied by all the cool girls.
Oh my God.
But then I was kind of cool in middle school. I was kind of the top of the chain because I got boobs. And that just changed everything.
That will change everything.
And I was the first one in a training bra.
That's hot shit.
It was
all
hot.
The guys were like, yeah,
it was very hot.
Check
so
that.
When in school?
Just fuck, I don't know. Just
maybe some,
I'll
take the middle option.
Yeah. Okay. Biggest weirdo, most likely to succeed. How about?
Definitely not succeed.
You weren't athletic or you weren't studious.
So it's no. Biggest weirdo.
So either most likely to succeed or biggest weirdo.
Because I was back to weirdo by high school.
No, you weren't. You were popular in high school.
No.
Your friends were like
my
cheerleader
were,
popular girls. Yeah.
Because they were my friends from middle school and then they went on and they were cool and I was just hiding at Panera during off hours.
No, you were cool.
I don't know, Janelle. I think you have a misjudgment of where I was in high
school. I
thought
you were a cool girl.
Of course
you
were, because I wanted my little cousin to think I was cool, but I wasn't
that
cool in
high school.
Maybe like the freshman year, but no.
Okay, so biggest weirdo it is? Great.
I'll just take the weirdo, yeah.
Okay, awesome. Pick the grossest food here you'd actually eat. Potato chips, s'mores, fried eggs and donuts, Cheetos dipped in a milkshake, or cottage cheese mustard.
Ew, I'll take the potato chips some more.
That sounds bomb.
That sounds pretty good.
Like sweet and salty?
Yeah, not bad.
That
not
sounds
bad.
Great. Mm-mm. Okay, what the hell is Riverdale? Do you know what Riverdale is?
No.
I ain't never seen this in my life.
It's a pretty good show.
Oh, it's a pretty good show?
Oh,
okay,
you've seen
well,
it?
Oh, yeah, I'm a
pick
little.
Pick one of the members.
Okay.
I would tell you the
is
names,
is there anyone
I, don't
I know?
Know?
That's Cole
is that
Sprouse.
Harry Styles on the
Cole
top
Sprouse.
Left?
I'll take Cole Sprouse since I actually know him. Zach and Cody.
I think that's the only one that you've known here.
Was he Zach or Cody?
He was... Cody.
I thought that was
I'll
fucking
take Cody.
Harry Styles.
Oh, God, Chanel.
That's awesome.
Not good.
Okay, using the internet right now, do you know how it works?
Do I know how the internet works?
You're, yep. Do
well,
you know
yeah,
how
my
it
whole
works?
Job's online, so yeah, I'd say I know how it works.
You've read up on it. What was the question again? Nope, and don't care as long as it works. No, but I'll look into it.
Okay, yeah, I've read up on it. Is this the best one? It should be like internet expert. I am an influencer.
Oh, my God. Internet expert. All right. Quiz results. You're going to suffer from serious pregnancy brain.
Oh, yeah. We all know that.
That was the first half of the episode. Ugh. We can attest to that.
Guys, pregnancy brain is real. Oh, my gosh.
The minute you became pregnant, it seems like your brain is operating at 50%.
It's true. I literally, when we filmed this old wives' tale video, I thought I was 27 and I'm 28. I forgot how old I am. Okay. That's pretty bad.
Oh my God, it's so funny.
And like the amount of just things I've had to, for my videos, sometimes if I make a mistake or I misspeak, I have to go back in and sometimes just re-record one line. Or Janelle's like been 20. Like, okay, here's 20 lines you need to redo because you messed up something about it. And I'm like,
this one video wow. we recently put out, yep. we won't put it on blast, but it was.
Yeah, I had to take several stabs at that one. It was nuts.
Oh my God. And then you'd be like, okay, here's the redone footage. You send it to me and be like, you fucked up.
Yep, you did something wrong again. Back to the studio you go. It's been rough, you guys. Oh, pregnancy God. Brain is real. It's real, real.
Real, real.
It's real, real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. Sounds no, rough.
It is.
The peeing thing sounds like the most annoying, to be honest.
It is. Last night was really bad. I could not. I had to pee every like 5 minutes before I was going to bed.
Is it getting worse?
Oh, it's getting way worse. And it's getting to the point where I'm laying there and I'm like, okay, I'm going to sleep soon. So I want to get it all out before I go to sleep so I can be asleep for the longest time possible. But then, yeah, I got up like probably 5 times before bed to like make sure.
Oh, and I go and it was like
one drop. One more drop.
When I get woken up by myself because I have to go to the bathroom, I get pissed. Oh, I'm like, are you so fucking pissed. Serious right
sometimes
now?
Sometimes I try to hold it.
Sometimes, yeah,
like, you ignore sometimes it and go back to bed. Hold it with my hand.
Oh, yeah, if you put pressure on the coochie, sometimes it goes away the feeling. Not with pregnancy. It doesn't work.
It's rough. It's really rough. And it's only going to get rougher.
Okay, next quiz. This one is take our quiz and we'll name your baby.
Name my baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're going to name your fucking child.
Well, child, you were named Megan because BuzzFeed told me to name you that.
Could you imagine? That'd be awesome. Like, how did I get this name? BuzzFeed.
I took a BuzzFeed
actually,
quiz.
This is Quiz Center. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Quiz Center named my baby.
Okay. Question one. Choose a greasy snack. Potato skins, taquitos, chicken wings, or deep fried pickles.
Ooh,
man, that sounds
deep fried
good.
Pickles.
Mm-hmm. God, fried pickles are so good. The but ones only Buffalo with Wild ranch. Wings.
Oh, so fucking good. Those are the
Buffalo
best.
Wild Wing pickles.
Good. Really, really
so
good.
God, I love fried pickles. All right. Pick a place to relax. Home, outside, by the pool, or at a spa?
Spa.
Yeah, I was going to say hello. Sounds great. Are strangers allowed to touch your belly?
No.
Just, I no. think so. I know that's so fucking weird that strangers. People like all this
like maybe my friends and family but not strangers
but I still
strangers.
Think I'm like I feel like you should ask permission for anyone yeah. no matter how close they are to be like is it okay mm-hmm. if I feel your belly because like why all of a sudden now people are like and they like want to like talk.
It's not yours anymore
yeah I'd be like what the fuck this is still my body bitch.
Oh, yeah God. I say definitely no on the strangers big no on that one
womp 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 okay popcorn or caramel corn. I'm assuming
popcorn.
They mean like buttered popcorn.
Buttered popcorn.
Very good. Okay. If you're constantly being asked the same question, would you answer nicely or glare?
What? I'm constantly being asked the same question. Probably glare. I'm pretty bitchy these days.
Okay. Will you be taking any pregnancy classes?
No, I don't think so. No? Well, I'm going to take first aid, but I don't want to take Lamaze.
Pregnancy specific though, is it?
Yeah, I guess not.
It's just like a
I'm planning to get a doula and I'm hoping she can like teach me a lot of the things. My parents were telling me the other night they went to a Lamaze class and they had a thing where at the beginning of the class they put up a big sign for like epidural, no epidural, and you had to stand in line in front of everyone of like which one you were gonna pick. And my parents thought other people would be doing epidural. They were the only ones in that line.
Oh, my God.
There's like 10 other couples. And they were like, we felt
judging
so
them?
Shame. Yeah. They were like, everyone was like looking at us like we were crazy.
What the
and
fuck is wrong with
my
people?
Mom said it was totally traumatizing.
Oh, my God.
Why was that horrible? What was the point of doing that?
I don't know. Maybe it had something to do with like the Lamaze technique or I don't know.
Or if it's like, sorry, you have an epidural, so it doesn't matter. Just be pushing out anyways. Taking the easy way out. I'm completely joking if you can't tell.
Yeah, clearly.
Obviously.
Yeah, isn't it horrible? They shame them about it. I know.
The parent Damn. Shame is ridiculous.
I just
dude.
Don't want to be in a group class. Shame. It's like,
yeah, you want that one on one.
It feels like school.
Yeah,
the
I
hell?
Don't like that. I just don't like that. I'll read on the internet instead.
Watch actually. Some YouTube videos.
Seriously.
It's good enough. Okay, choose a popsicle flavor. Peach, mango. Oh, this says peace. Wow, excellent work, Quiz Center. Peace, mango, cherry, or watermelon.
How accurate can this possibly be?
Extreme.
They're going to name my child.
And they can't even spell.
This is scientifically peer-reviewed, okay?
Peace. I'll take the peace flavor.
Peace flavored. And I like how it literally has peaches on the fucking picture.
Incredibly awesome. Cringe. Y'all okay. Go peach. I've been having a lot of peach juice lately. It's real good.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, peach juice is bomb.
Oh, it's so good.
Let's see here. Renting a vacation home. Love it or leave it? Pregnancy does not mean the end of the world for couple involved and many will make time for another one and head out on a vacation for a little while. Some of these people will go get a home while others will get a hotel.
What's the question?
So if you might take a baby moon, are we gonna stay in a hotel or a
would you be into
Airbnb?
Yeah, I think that's it.
What a stupid way to word this. Well, I'm taking a baby moon and I'm staying in a hotel, I think.
So would you love it or leave it?
Leave the vacation
I'll leave
home?
The rental, I guess.
That honestly looks like a nice ass rental, though. I'd go.
Okay. So, are we leaving it? We're leaving it, right?
Yeah, we'll take leave it.
Spending time outside, love it or leave it?
Love it?
Even now in the snow? Just kidding. I think overall, though.
Overall. Yeah. Love it.
Choose a dessert snack. Parfait, ice cream sandwich, cupcake, or yogurt?
Yogurt and parfait are like in the same universe. That was very stupid of them. Whoever wrote this is like really off their rocker. I guess I'll take parfait. Does sound good.
Parfait sounds bomb.
Some really good crunchy granola. I'll take parfait.
I love granola. One complaint though about people who serve parfaits is there's never enough granola to yogurt ratio. It's
agreed.
Always way too much yogurt. Not
That's
enough
why I normally
granola.
Add my own granola.
I'm home. Like, it needs to be like really crunchy in every bite.
Yes.
Otherwise, what in the hell?
I totally
the point?
Agree. Texture is everything.
Everything. All right. Choose a place to visit: the zoo, the aquarium, an art museum, or a history museum.
The aquarium. I find it very peaceful.
Me too. Can the husband go and spend time with his friends?
Yes.
Can he?
Sometimes.
No, he can't
really
do anything
nope.
ever. Yes, he can spend time with his friends. What the hell is this quiz?
Josh is not allowed to have any outside communication from now until child's born.
This quiz is black and they're going to name my child. I don't know about this.
Choose a cupcake. Chocolate, vanilla, red velvet, lemon raspberry.
Ooh. Lemon raspberry.
Pick a Star Wars movie. What the hell?
Oh, I hate them
Solo,
all.
Solo, that's what I'm just saying. Wow. Hey, pregnancy, can pregnancy brain wear off on others around you?
That's what Josh likes to say. Josh likes to say my symptoms are wearing off on him in general.
Well, I heard maybe it is. Does the thing.
Maybe
but
it really is.
What in the hell?
We're all pregnant together.
It's an experience for all of us.
Oh,
it really is.
I hope our business
okay,
stays
I don't
afloat.
Even know which, what this.
Rogue One, The Phantom Menace, Empire Strikes Back, or Solo.
I don't know the first one.
Solo?
Which the only one I've seen is the first one.
The Solo?
Which is actually the third, right?
Yeah, the first. Yeah,
or which, the sixth. Or
riddle
fourth,
me that.
I don't know.
Riddle me fucking
I'm
that.
I'm so confused.
What does that even mean?
I think the first one is technically the fourth.
I think the first one is technically
wrong.
The third. But
no.
Why the hell didn't you just call it the first one? Like number sorry.
It's called the first one. Carole, have you seen Star Wars?
It's really funny because Star Wars is like a fever dream to me. The first time I watched it,
it's really funny.
It's a fever dream. Well, no. So the first time I watched it, I was really, really sick. I called off of work and everything.
Oh, okay.
And Adam and I were he was visiting me. This was when I lived with my parents. And he's like, "Oh, let's watch Star Wars." And I was like, "Yeah, sure." I've never watched it before. I can't. I slept through the entire thing. I woke up at like. Beep beep bop bop like literally like I was just like
R2-D2 right?
Well no just like
or no that's ding, the other one ding,
like I just woke
oh, yeah.
up to like little,
the sound
little
effects
like space
are
sounds
quite annoying no
oh
offense.
It was awful never again will I watch it.
We're really breaking the hearts of Star Wars fans out there.
I'm sorry
we're
Star
sorry
Wars. This okay so the Star Wars trilogy also known as the original trilogy is the first set of three. Okay, that's not helpful. Anyways,
let's just pick one. We'll go with Solo because maybe that means one. Solo one.
Okay, perfect.
One.
Physical activity, love it or leave it?
During pregnancy?
Yeah. Have you been doing some pregnancy exercises?
I did some yoga with my mom last night. We were like rolling around on the floor. She's trying to like coach me in stretches. I mean, it's kind of uncomfortable because like everything hurts right now. Like my butt and my hips, like my back, everything is so sore.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think I'll say leave it.
Yeah.
Don't blame you. I would too.
Choose a sport to watch. Football, baseball, basketball, or nothing.
Basketball always, because it's fast moving and easy to pay attention to for my little ADHD self.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Dude, baseball's the worst. Oh,
that's really the worst, yeah.
It's good for napping, though.
It is.
It's good if you watch it live and get drunk.
That's true. If you go to a base and have Dippin' Dots.
Dippin' Dots, yeah.
That's the best part of the fucking show is the food. The show, wow.
Any fucking
the big show. Choose a melon to eat. Watermelon, honeydew, cantaloupe, or sugar melon. Sugar
watermelon.
That sounds good. What the
I
hell
I've been
is
craving watermelon so much. Yeah, what is a sugar melon?
Never heard of my life. Choose a Disney movie to watch. Finding Nemo, Aladdin, The Little Mermaid, or Cinderella.
You always say Finding Nemo.
I love that movie. Such a good movie.
Yeah, I'll go with Finding Nemo.
It's such a great movie.
It's so good.
Did you guys watch Dory?
Oh, I loved Finding Dory.
Oh, yes. Finding Dory was excellent.
So good. Loved like, it. Really, after
we
all
that
those years,
in Vegas.
Lived up. Yeah, such a great movie. In Vegas, wow, really cool.
Yeah, we were in our hotel room watching Finding Dory.
Yeah, we were. With my mom in bed. Awesome.
Okay. It was awesome.
Choose a Disney song to listen to. Un Poco Loco, Colors of the Wind, A Whole New World, or Let It Go.
Colors of the Wind.
And you paint with all
that song went
the
hard. The lyrics of that are beautiful.
Mm. Yeah, I think I sung that in choir once.
It's a long quiz.
That is
a
long quiz.
It really is.
Okay, going
it's
to a sporting
lot to determine a name.
Yeah, it better. Yeah, there is a fucking lot of questions. Okay, we gotta speed this up just a little bit here. Okay, going to a sporting event, love it or leave it.
Love it.
Great.
Dippin' Dots.
Choose a city to visit: New York, Boston, Chicago, Nashville.
New York. I've never been.
Okay, pick an animated series to watch: Simpsons, Family Guy, Rick and Morty, Adventures.
Simpsons.
The Simpsons, Family Guy, Rick and Morty, or Adventure Time.
Rick and Morty. Rick and Morty.
I would say Rick and Morty.
Dude, do you remember that fucking time?
Oh, of course.
Choose a relaxing outdoor activity. Carriage ride, walk, reading in the park, bicycle ride.
Carriage ride.
Okay. Choose a beach to visit. Miami, Barcelona, Kona, or Monterey?
Kona.
Choose a flower. Rose, tulip, sunflower, lilies.
Tulips.
This better be worth it, God damn it. Sunrise or sunset?
It's going to be a name like dawn.
Sunset. Too tired for the sunrise.
Choose a berry. Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, cranberries.
Blackberries. I love blackberries.
Choose a comfort pet. Dog, cat, turtle, fish.
Cat.
Working while pregnant. Love it or leave it.
I guess I gotta love it because I'm not gonna
stop. Gotta love it. Doctor's visits regularly or rarely?
What the fuck is this?
Regularly.
Okay, I wonder if we're allowed to skip a question or 30.
It won't. Okay, we gotta keep going through these.
Okay, favorite Marvel movie to watch? Guardian of the Galaxy, The Avengers,
Ew.
Black Panther, Iron Man.
I'll go Avengers. I like seeing them all together. It's fun.
Choose a show to watch. Office, Parks and Rec, Masters of None, or Seinfeld.
I loved Masters of None, but I loved all of those.
Those are all really good shows.
But I'll go with The Office. Never gets old.
Choose some comfy clothes. Sweater, sweatpants, shorts, tank top.
Sweatpants.
Choose a quick breakfast. Bagel, Pop-Tarts, donut, toast, or strudel.
Bagel.
Excellent fucking choice. A book to read. Hunger Games, Harry Potter, A Song of Fire and Ice, Lord of the Rings.
The Hunger Games.
Yeah, didn't you read that?
Oh, yeah, it's good.
What about a pastry? Beignet? Oh, hell yeah. Macaron, whatever they're called. Cannoli or eclair?
Macaron.
Eclairs are so good. Never had a macaron in my life.
What? Yeah. Wait, like the French ones are like sad.
The ones that everyone calls in America macarons, but that's not even how you say it.
Right.
Those ones.
Never had them.
The French ones. We need to go, if we're in Denver on Friday, we need to go find some because I've been craving them.
Okay.
And they're so amazing.
How about a drink? Horchata smoothie, soda, juice.
Juice. All the juice.
Choose an ice cream flavor. Vanilla, chocolate, mint, mocha.
Mint.
Mm, so good. How about a comfortable shoe? Nike, Reebok, Adidas, or Under Armour?
These people don't know shit. We're Birkenstocks. Come on.
Thank you. I fucking agree with that.
I guess I'll go with Nike.
Okay. Perfect. Friends or Charmed? I don't even know what Charmed is.
Charmed was some whack shit. I watched that with my mom. It was really off the chain.
Never heard of it.
I'll go with Friends, even though I don't even watch that show. I've seen like two episodes.
Same. Pick a rapper. E-40, Drake, Eminem, Jay-Z.
E-40. God, he was awesome. I'll go with Eminem. Always.
Pick a singer to listen to. Adam Levine, John Legend, Beyonce, Rihanna.
Adam Levine. No. Just Rihanna hasn't done anything in so long. Beyonce's amazing. I'll go with Beyonce.
How much sleep do you need each night? 6 hours, 10 hours, 8 hours, or as much as possible?
As much as possible.
Except always. You have to pee every 5 seconds.
Yep.
Choose a cookie. Chocolate chip, peanut butter, snickerdoodle, macadamia.
Chocolate chip.
This is insane. Will family come over during the pregnancy? Will family
no,
come?
No, I'm banning everyone from my home. Obviously.
I don't want to see anyone for 10 months. Choose a comedy film. Forgetting Cheryl. Hello? Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Wayne's World, Anchorman. Wow. Or Step Brothers.
I know you. Step Brothers.
Too bad Knocked Up's not on there.
Yeah, I just watched that last night for probably the 30th time in my life.
I need to see it again.
It's amazing.
Choose some chips. Hot Cheetos, Doritos, Pringles, Lay's.
Mm. Doritos.
Okay. Fast food. Love it or leave it?
Leave it.
What?
I haven't been craving any during my pregnancy. It all sounds so gross to me. Even Taco Bell.
What?
Can't even
Are you fucking about. Kidding me? I'm never
no,
going to get
and
pregnant
And Josh
then.
Like tried to get, he was like, we should get McDonald's. Like pregnant people love McDonald's. Come on. We were watching this, A Baby Story from TLC, and they were all eating McDonald's. And I just, it
and
sounds
you were not
gross.
Into it? What the hell?
Not even like French fries, like the most basic thing?
I would take French fries.
Okay.
Because I do like salty, but.
Wow.
Not really.
Interesting.
Okay, how about a chick flick? Bridesmaids, Clueless, Never Been Kissed, or Pitch Perfect?
Bridesmaids.
Oh, such a good movie. Choose a song to listen to. Oh, this is the same. Old Town Road, Sunflower by Post Malone.
I love Old Town Road.
Seriously, Sucker by Jonas Brothers or Middle Child by J. Cole?
Middle Child.
Okay, here we go. See
All
your
right,
results.
Name my kid. Let's go. I'm going with this, whatever it is.
Jessica! That's the best it could come up with? Are you fucking
That's
kidding?
So funny
with no
Josh
offense to people named
name.
Jessica, like... One of my best friends
That's
named that,
name.
But also like out of this whole quiz, you can't come up with anything a little more like yeah. why Jessica out
why
of all
Jessica
these questions.
From, yeah, I don't understand. Josh loves the name
I thought
Jessica.
It was going to be something
oh, no,
really
he
weird.
Likes Jennifer. He was saying he really likes Jennifer.
Jennifer. Jen.
Hmm. Yeah. Jen. I like J names. That
J
could work.
Names.
Jessica's good. I like those names. I guess that's it.
Fuck.
Jessica it is.
Jessica.
Okay. You heard it here first.
Her
people.
Name is Jessica.
Her name is Jessica.
Let's just refer to her as Jessica.
Okay.
Little Jess.
Little Jess.
Yeah, perfect.
She's coming.
Little Jess. Okay, this one is more of a would you rather, and I just thought it'd be funny.
Okay.
Okay, would you rather sleep like a baby your entire pregnancy, but then have a colicky baby who wakes up screaming every 20 minutes, or toss and turn your entire pregnancy, but then have a baby who sleeps through the night every single night?
That one. I'll take the one where the baby sleeps.
Yep. 90% of you agree out there. Okay, would you rather have huge swollen cankles during your entire pregnancy, or have your feet grow 2 whole shoe sizes?
Oh man!
Oh my god! These poor
that
people.
That looks so painful. Those look like injuries. I don't know, especially that one on the right.
Like, I was like, god damn! See what the fuck? Your heel looks broken.
I guess I'll take the cankles.
Okay, that's nice. 62% people agree with you. That's really cute. Okay, would you rather have your own OBGYN make awkward dad jokes while you're crowning? That sucks. Or your OB announce every second of your labor like a sportscaster?
No, I'd rather have that. I'd like to know the updates like a
sportscaster.
And
it's coming through the hole.
Yeah, keep it. Fine. That's fine. I love my OB. She's awesome.
That's important. Okay, would you rather pregnancy body pillows get discontinued forever or maternity leggings get discontinued forever? Damn, that sucks.
I'll say maternity or body pillows because I could always like make my own pillow out of other pillows.
Okay. Yeah, people agree. That's honestly a good point.
Gotta have the leggings.
Would you rather have your water break dramatically during an unexpected run-in with your ex? Oh my God.
My ex from high school I haven't seen in fucking 13 years.
Your water's breaking all over the floor. You're like, ugh.
Or discover your ex and their partner are in labor in the delivery room next to yours.
I guess I would take that one. I'd rather honestly, them because like, who cares, funny. Really? Whatever.
You're not like, I refuse to give birth
like,
in this hospital.
Like, listening to them like, oh, fuck them.
Our baby's better.
Who can deliver first? Push harder, honey. Come on.
Your ex is in the other room.
That's the weirdest question I've ever heard. Okay.
God, that's amazing. Okay. Would you rather every maternity parking spot everywhere be taken or have five strangers stop and rub your belly every time you go out? Oh my God. That's so annoying.
Yeah. I don't want them touching me.
No touchy.
Yeah. I'll take parking the parking spot.
Understood. Yeah. Most people agree with you on that. How about have heartburn for the whole 9 months or 9 months of explosive diarrhea?
Oh, I'll take the heartburn. Goddamn.
Oh, explosive diarrhea is just so inconvenient.
Can't leave your bathroom.
No, it's terrifying.
Terrible.
How about have your partner pass out during delivery and miss the whole thing? I feel like that could actually happen for Josh. It's terrifying blood.
Yeah.
Or have your partner live stream your delivery on Facebook and capture the whole thing. Kendall Ray's live birth.
Honestly, which one's worse though? Because I don't want him to pass out and miss it.
Right.
That would be horrific.
But then there's
rather,
like million.
I'd rather the whole world see it than Josh
like,
miss
what
it.
What about on YouTube? You're live streaming on your Kendall Ray channel.
At least it's my fans and they're probably going to be excited and nice. I'd rather do the live streaming one than have Josh miss it.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. Fair enough. Only 17% of people agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Well, most people aren't.
I mean,
YouTubers.
I'm not hating on you for that. I understand. Okay.
Maybe I will live stream it. Ooh. Gave me a nice idea. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. That's
that
not happening.
Would be
don't get excited.
Awesome.
Actually, there's a lady who did that. I was just watching her TikTok about it the other night.
Really?
She's done 3 births live streamed.
Wow. Oh, wow.
For educational purposes.
I mean,
maybe I should watch it. I've never watched one.
Really?
She does
cool,
them at home, but
yeah. I would never be.
No, I'm definitely
that.
Not
fuck that.
Live streaming my birth. No way.
Okay. Would you rather have a really amazing pregnancy? Hair that falls out permanently after childbirth.
That's Jesus. Gonna happen to me anyway.
Really amazing pregnancy skin that becomes permanently riddled with acne.
I have both of those.
What it permanently riddled with acne?
Oh,
your
permanently.
Skin.
So I'd rather have my hair fall out permanently or my skin be bad permanently.
You can wear wigs.
That's true. Wigs do look easy too. Well, I guess they're not. They're kind of hard.
You gotta like glue them,
but they look so good.
But yeah, when you do it right, but it's hard.
I'll have the hair fall out.
Okay, boom. Yeah, I mean, most people agree with that shit. Yeah. That was it for would you rather.
There's one more.
Oh, my bad. Okay, and lastly, would you rather have a 1 month pregnancy but have to birth the record world's largest baby vaginally with no anesthesia?
But it grew in 1 month.
Yeah, what? Ow, could you imagine your body changing that big for the biggest baby ever?
No, what's the other option?
Or have a 24-month pregnancy, but the easiest, most pain-free childbirth ever. But
I'll
you're pregnant for
one.
2 years?
I'll take it. It's better than no...
No sushi and no enjoyment for 2 years.
It's better than the alternative.
Yeah, I guess that is true. This one's funny.
Okay, so now we're on to a different quiz.
New quiz.
So there was no results
no,
for that
it
one.
It was like
just
a would you rather.
Okay, I see.
Because it's
a
tough pick. Okay, so if you get a 6 out of 8 on this pregnancy and baby quiz, you're basically an OBGYN.
Oh, okay.
So let's see if you're smart enough to deliver your own kid.
Let's see.
Okay. Can a baby can be born? Wow, BuzzFeed. Okay, hello and thank you so much. Can a baby be born still fully inside the amniotic sac? No, it's not physiologically possible. It's rare, but yes, only if the baby is premature or there are only unverified historical accounts. Could it be born fully inside of the amniotic sac?
I'm going to guess rare, but yes.
That's what I think, too. Yep.
Correct.
That's right. That's wow.
Now
they're
again,
showing very graphic things.
Who knows if the actual results of this are correct or not. Okay, yeah, people, we don't know.
It's BuzzFeed. They can barely form a sentence.
What in the hell? Jesus. But apparently, according to BuzzFeed, it's only something that only happens once every 80,000 births.
Wow. Crazy.
But it doesn't harm the baby in any way. The mother...
Cut it open?
Ooh, probably.
Yeah,
that'd be
probably.
Satisfying. Mm.
It's like a giant zit. I'm sure it's a little more complicated than that. Like, okay, go ahead. Sorry. Okay.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Can you get pregnant without actually having sex? No, dumbass. If your name is Mary, maybe. Mary, LOL. No, but you can get pregnant while using protection, or yes, it's possible.
I say yes, it's possible because you can be inseminated and
yeah. That's correct. Yeah. It can happen.
Oh.
That's nice. If a naked couple this is way too much. Okay, I can't say something.
You can go read that for yourselves, folks.
Breath pause.
Naked couple. You got a lot more graphic.
Okay. What is rusty pipe syndrome? When breast milk looks like strawberry milk, difficulty getting pregnant, painful, frequent urination, or tendency to have multiples due to bad drinking water.
What? Difficulty to get pregnant. Rusty pipe syndrome?
Yeah.
Say that one. Difficulty to get pregnant.
No, wrong. It's actually when breast milk looks like strawberry milk, according to rusty pipe syndrome happens because increased blood flow to the breast means blood, ends up in the milk.
I see.
It's totally safe for your baby to drink, though. Again, this is from BuzzQueen.
Like, yummy.
I don't know if that's true.
BuzzQueen?
Did I hear that right?
BuzzFeed?
God, it seriously does seem like we're drunk today. This is hilarious.
I am completely sober.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I got
clearly
sad
I am.
That I'm acting this fucking horribly stupid.
Anyways, my pregnancy brain is just totally wearing off from you.
Yeah, please stay away, okay? I need my brain back. Just kidding. That was mean. Love you so much. Also, love you, little child. Okay. It's not your fault that mommy's dumb. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay.
Okay. Which of the following was actually used for birth control in ancient Egypt? Prolonged post-sex running. God damn, they're like, go run a marathon. Llama fur, crocodile dung. Oh, no. Or birth control pills.
I'm going to say the prolonged running.
Incorrect. Crocodile doo-doo.
Ew.
According to BuzzFeed, Egyptian women inserted the dung up the cervix before sex to block pesky sperm from getting in their way.
They couldn't have anything other than that. They were getting yeast infections and UTIs.
But it was getting those pesky things out.
Damn, crocodile dung of all things. Really? Wow, that's interesting.
I wonder how many things they tried before they found it. Like, nope, it's not deer shit, guys. It's crocodile shit. Thank you.
I did the deer and it didn't work.
It did not work. Okay. Is it possible for a baby to have DNA from not two, but three parents? If the mother has two partners, yes, that's a nope. A baby can actually have DNA from four in rare circumstances, or yes, with help from science. That's really interesting. But why would...
I have no, I'm going to say that's a nope.
That's a nope.
Yeah. Oh, no. Wrong. Oh, my gosh. What's
yes, the help of science. This may sound alarming, but it's actually an example of the wonders of science.
Interesting.
Women with mitochondrial disease are at great risk of passing down debilitating disease to their offspring, but scientists have found a way to take the nucleus and DNA out of their unhealthy egg and put it into the donor's healthy egg. What? That is so cool.
That is. That's really interesting.
If that's true. I don't trust BuzzFeed for shit, but if that's true, that's
sounded
so
cool. True.
That's insane. It makes sense. That's awesome. Okay. What is something called Chadwick sign? Discharge that precedes giving birth, a test given during the first trimester, a discoloration of the vagina during pregnancy, or psych, it's a 1999 Lifetime movie title.
Oh boy. Okay. Man, I don't know. A test given. No, because I went through the first trimester already. I didn't get the Chadwick test. So that one's out.
Okay.
Discoloration just happens. They really call it Chadwick sign.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's a fucking Lifetime movie.
No. Discoloration.
Oh, it is discoloration.
It's caused by increased blood flow and can appear as soon as 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
In case you're interested, it's named after James Reed Chadwick, who wrote a paper about it in 1886.
He just loved the way that they changed colors.
He's he was a big fan.
Dedicated his life to it.
Yes. That's nice. Okay. Which of the following ways could not get you pregnant? Having sex after you've had your tubes tied, having sex through the back door, having sex when you're already pregnant, or sitting in a hot tub where someone has just... I think you could say this word on YouTube, ejaculated. This is a scientific term.
Well, I know that the A word, right? That prevents it. But also when you're pregnant, you're not going to get double pregnant, right? You can't.
The A word?
Maybe that's possible because bunnies.
I don't think the A word actually prevents it. You can still get pregnant through the back door.
Can you really?
Yeah, because.
What?
Carly's like, oh, fuck. No.
Sorry, that is that real?
Well, according to sex ed in high school, I remember they were like, no, there's a small chance that the juices could go to the front door and climb up and climb the walls.
That's insane.
They're really strong. Okay,
I guess I will answer.
Persevere.
When you are already pregnant, because that seems like most...
having sex when you're already pregnant.
The hot tub.
Yeah, you cannot get pregnant from the hot tub.
Oh, this was ways that you can't?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm all confused. It's okay, fine. Obviously I knew the hot tub one wasn't. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, the sperm
bullshit.
Dies.
Yeah, okay.
It's fucking...
It's too hot.
Too hot, lots
Clearly,
of chemies.
I'm not going to be delivering my own baby. I'm not smart enough.
Hey, you might. We'll see. How many babies are born with at least one tooth? None, not possible. One in every 2,000 to 3,000 births. One in every 100,000 births. Or there are instances on record, but it's very rare.
I'll say one in every 100,000.
Wrong.
Oh, it was even more common than
interesting.
That.
Mm. I was going to say, that doesn't seem that weird. Two to 3,000 births. They're called natal teeth.
Cool.
Wow. That's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
All right. Unfortunately, you only got 2 out of 8 correct.
Oh,
but your score was better than 6% of all quiz takers.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
This goes, let's cut the crap. You're not an OBGYN, you know all that much about pregnancies or babies. We're learning. Hello. This is why we take the quiz. Mm-hmm. To learn. Thank you very much.
I just learned so much from BuzzFeed. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Oh, God. Okay.
We're judging them for being dumb. Who's the dumb one here?
Who are the real dummies here?
Yeah. For real. Okay. I also found this. This isn't a quiz, but I just feel like it'd be interesting. There's 13 historical birth control methods that should stay in the past. This is what people used to do.
Oh, God.
Back
in
the day.
These.
Okay. So the first one was blocking your cervix with crocodile poop. Yeah. They'd usually mix it with honey because it was known for its antibacterial properties and it helped the dung, why do they call it the dung, stick up near the cervix. Well, we aren't sure how effective it is. The fact that it was documented well enough to survive in historical records for thousands of years suggests it probably did an okay job.
The fact that they were shoving shit up their cooches, that's just wild. Unbelievable. There's no way that was actually working.
I could see how it'd be working as like a physical, not maybe not a chemical way, like, but a physical way of blocking.
Well, I guess the honey kind of.
How strong is the sperm? Like, I bet the crocodile dung is like pretty thick.
I'm getting some Maybe weird imagery work. In my head.
Same.
Yeah, that just sounds very risky.
Sounds awesome.
I think you get an infection. But I guess the honey prevents. I don't know.
Yeah, inserting honey tampons. Egyptian women were also using some of the earliest barrier methods. Yeah, barrier method. That's what I meant. Physical method. Wow. Clearly, I'm great at sex ed here. But yeah, mix the honey and some type of leaves, which they would smear inside the canal to act as a spermicide. Damn, this is honestly really interesting, because how'd that shit work back then? The fact that people have been trying to prevent pregnancies for zillions of years.
Yeah, it makes sense. The honey one is less disgusting.
Yeah, I'd do that maybe.
Mm-hmm, how about maybe lodging a piece of stone or bronze into your vagina?
Oh, no.
Kegel balls?
Yeah, kind of, but you're not supposed to leave those up
there. Oh, yes, you're right. You're not.
It's similar to a diaphragm or yeah, cervical cap.
Okay.
But they were made out of hard things like stone.
Interesting.
Damn.
I never knew that.
What else? Downing some mercury after sex. Believe that in ancient China, prostitutes were advised to drink liquid mercury or take it in a tablet after sex to avoid getting pregnant because it prevented ovulation. Interesting. Huh. Yeah, I guess there's a bunch of side effects, though, and it didn't last long, such as tumors, headache, kidney failure, and death.
Oh, great. Death.
So don't do that, mercury. Folks.
Casually shrug the
mercury poisoning. Not great. Squatting and sneezing the sperm out. Okay, obviously it's not going to work. What?
Eject. Like,
get it out.
Oh, my God. Wrapping the penis in goat bladders. I've heard of
ew,
that.
What?
It's like a condom. It's rubbery.
How do you get turned on by that, though? Just no. All of these, I'd be like, please don't put that in me. Come on. Goat bladders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big no on that one.
Well into the medieval period, they were using it. Smearing cedar oil and frankincense in the vagina.
I can see that.
Putting, this is funny, putting little silk paper hats on penises.
I love that.
That's honestly, I got it.
Little hats.
That's fun as fuck.
But how does it doesn't contain
paper
it?
Hats. They're called glands condom. That's so nice. They and they really were around the 12th tight? Century. The Chinese would use something like this.
Oh my gosh, that's
people
funny.
In China used their expertise in silk and paper making to form silk paper hats, which were soaked in oil for lube and spermicidal purposes.
That's amazing.
Honestly?
That's the best one so far.
It's fucking awesome.
That makes the most sense. I like that.
How about just straight up putting a tortoise shell on your peepee?
What?
How does that go up inside a tortoise shell?
A tiny turtle.
It is worn on the wiener to keep the sperm from entering.
No,
what?
No, no.
This sounds so painful. Oh, securing linen condoms onto your wiener with little ribbons.
Cute.
Like tie it on.
Little outfits.
Yeah, that's
for it.
So dress it up.
Put a little hat on it.
Yeah,
a little
that's
hat.
Cute. I love like it. That. Shoving a half squeezed lemon into your vagina. Oh, like use it as a cap. Wouldn't that burn? How acidic
yeah.
that shit
ouch.
Is.
I feel like some of these things had to give them infections.
Animal intestines. Yep, that's well known. And yeah, that's what we got. Oh, and douching with vinegar. No, that's definitely not a birth control method. I don't think.
I don't think you should douche. Period.
Yeah, you're not.
They
supposed
say
to
you're
do
not
that.
Supposed to. But anyways,
was that it?
That's pretty interesting. I had no
it
idea.
Is. I've never
that
even
people
thought
use
about
stones.
That.
Yeah.
I just thought there was no pregnancy prevention.
Everyone's
before
just, nope, you know, people want to be fucking out of there quick. Okay. We have one more. What is your okay. pregnancy style? This is a quiz. But before we go ahead and take this last quiz, we're going to take an ad break and we'll be right back.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
Final quiz of the day. Let's go.
Final fucking quiz. Okay. How did you find out you were pregnant? My levels were being tracked by a doctor. It was obvious. So I tested just to be sure. My period was late. So I tested every day starting a week after ovulation.
Period was late. So I tested.
Boom. Next. When did you pick your baby's name? Oh, I'm too superstitious to pick a name too early. After a few discussions with my partner, we agreed on a name years ago before I'd even consider getting pregnant. Or we don't have a name picked out yet.
We don't have a name picked out yet.
Okay. Wonderful. Will you or do you find out the baby's gender? Yes, we just found it.
We found it.
We got him. With all the available testing, it was not hard to find out. Let's do that one. When did you tell everyone you were pregs? Different times, different people. Yeah. Number five. How many pregnancy books have you read and or websites you have visited? Maybe one or two. The only thing I want to read is the eviction papers for my baby. It's nice. As many as I can. A lot. Like all of them. Can you recommend any? Or I read about or look up everything that's happening to me.
That one I read about. Yep.
How long did it take you to become pregnant? Not long. A while. After some difficulties. Not sure. Too long.
Not long.
Okay. What's your favorite thing about being pregnant? Everything. I'm enjoying it. The moments when I feel baby kick and I let myself believe it's real.
I can't wait for that.
I know,
I let myself believe it's real?
And I let myself believe this is real.
That did happen to me.
Oh, right.
I thought it kicked, but it was just digestion.
Knowing it's going to be over soon.
She kicked. Sorry. I need to get used to saying she.
She kicked, yeah. Or the attention, the presents, the decorating, the shopping. What's your fave?
Everything. I'm enjoying it.
That's cute.
I really am.
That's awesome, other than the honestly. Peeing. Yeah. That's
the peeing's really
you could do without that. What's the least favorite thing? The mood swings, how long the whole process takes, my back kind of hurts, or chronic anxiety?
Either my back or the mood swings. I'd say my back kind of hurts. Like my hips hurt.
Yeah. On a scale from 1 to 10, with 1 being not ready at all and 10 being totally prepared, how ready are you for the baby to arrive? How prepared are you? On a scale from 1 to 10.
Not ready at all. I'd say 1 to 3.
Okay, great.
Need to get a lot more.
And last question. Would you consider being pregnant again?
Yes.
Or are you a one and done?
Definitely going to do it again.
Okay.
I want more than one. I'm not sure whatever happens, happens. Or I'm not sure. Maybe not. Who knows? Or whatever happens, happens.
Whatever happens, happens. Hell yeah. 19 kids and counting.
That's right.
All right. Calculating results. You are a worrywart Wendy.
Why? I didn't even choose the one with anxiety. Say.
It says there's a difference between concern and paranoia. And sometimes you blur the line.
Because of what, BuzzFeed?
Wait. No, this is babynamequest.com. Okay,
babynamequest.com can suck it. They are wrong.
They say, we get it. Pregnancy is a big unknown and anything can happen. But
fuck you guys. I don't even want to hear your explanation for this. Goodbye. I have been doing pretty good with my anxiety, considering. Okay?
You've made it this far, so take a deep breath. Sensitive. Imagine how wonderful it's going to be.
I just said I'll do it again.
Honestly, that's kind of fucked up. They picked this.
Why?
How rude.
That doesn't even make sense. All right. They're done. I am canceling them. All these quizzes are stupid.
Hey, I liked the food ones. And your baby's name is Jessica now. So.
Okay. Jessica. Jessica's really over this shit. Jessica says, like, these are wrong, mom. Don't even read this.
Mm. Well, anyways.
Jessica. What if I really name her Jessica?
That'd be iconic.
Got your name from a quiz on the set.
Yeah.
She can go back and watch it anytime she wants. Yeah, she could see how she was named.
BuzzFeed,
right,
baby.
Here and then. She's going to have to wait till she's older because those conception ones, that was a little far for her.
I don't know,
Gotta wait till she's at least,
that's
what,
true.
15?
Yeah.
When did they do sex ed? I never got it,
What?
Yeah, no,
you never got sex ed?
The school
gave you sex ed?
No, never
Don't
got
like
sex
have
ed.
To?
Not my school. They started
never did. Fifth grade for me.
Maybe your parents pulled you out for
no,
it.
No, they didn't. No, I know they did not.
They just didn't do
no,
it?
No, we just never had sex
you
ed.
You never talked about how to use a condom?
Nope.
What?
Never.
Or what menstruation is?
Mm-mm.
Are you sure?
I got my first round of it
school
in fifth
district,
grade,
same.
Second round in high school.
Oh,
I got
absolutely
I got
not.
Around every, like, fifth grade, sometime in middle school, and then in high school, I think I got it twice.
Oh, I did get in middle school, but I remember middle school was very focused on STDs.
Have I told that story before? We each all got assigned an STD, and mine was crabs, I'll never forget.
We got assigned STDs, too.
Genital lice was mine, I had to present on it.
I think I've already told this story on this show before, but one time I was kicked out of the classroom during
did
one
you
of
laugh?
Those.
Oh.
Yes.
You're one of those fucks.
I wasn't even laughing with friends. I was just hysterical by myself because I was so uncomfortable. They were reading something about genital warts and it was like had pictures up on the PowerPoints. And I was just hysterically laughing. And my teacher was like, Kendall, you can leave the room. And I was so embarrassed. I had to walk out.
Because you couldn't handle it.
It was really bad.
Honestly, that's fucking awesome.
But anyway, that's it for the sesh this week, you guys. Yes. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know it was all over the place. Just like my brain and my body these
Honestly,
days.
Honestly, it was pretty funny. I had a great time filming it.
It was.
I got
really
some
fun.
LOLs in.
Yeah, you never leave without having LOLing. Some LOLs.
Yeah. That's what we're here for, to all serve right. you LOLs.
Yeah, serving up the LOLs all day. Charlie, say bye. Tell the people.
Once again, he doesn't care about anything.
And he sees his shadow.
Look at his tongue way
Look
out.
Look at his arms. He's just like...
Boppins, do you know what's going on?
He's so cute. He's like a little monkey.
Mary Boppins. He's like a sloth.
Yeah, yes. Definitely sloth vibes. All right, that is it for us this week, though, guys. For real. That is it. The show's over.
The show's over. Hope you have fun. Okay, we'll see you on the next session. Until then, keep it fresh.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.